Gale, busy period coming up Easter. It's always tough, I guess, as a player. You need some results, don't you?
We do, yeah. More importantly, we need a bounce back after Friday's performance, real disappointing performance. And we've come in, we've shook it off, we've worked hard this week, and we're looking to bounce back on Thursday.
What do you put it down to? I mean, I guess it gets lost. Warrington actually played really, really well, didn't they, the other night? And just seemed to highlight everything that you did wrong.
Probably a $1 million question. Every one of us has been asking ourselves, what do you put it down to? We started poor, they started fantastic, and it just slowly got worse. You can't really put it down to note, but the boys have been working really hard this week, and we've corrected a few wrongs, some things that we did wrong. Like you say, like Michael said earlier, one of them games can kind of turn into a positive. Give you a bit of a kick up backside that you need. You shouldn't need it after six games, really. But no, we're looking to move on from it and put up a good performance Thursday.
Tough injury wise at the minute. You're missing some big name players, but you've just got to get on with it. And you've got a decent squad here at the Tigers. Massive game against Leeds, isn't it?
Yeah, we always seem to get up for these Leeds games. Always produce a good game. So the boys are. You can even sense a bit of excitement today. And it's a massive opportunity to bounce back. If you want one game to bounce back, why not do it at home against Leeds? And we are missing some key personnel in key positions as well. I just spoke about probably three or four leaders, Ben Roberts, Dorney, Michael Shenton, three leaders there. And if you lose three key players from any side, you're not going to be at your best. So it's things we've put in place. We need to put them into place Thursday.
What do you make of Leeds? They've had a bit of a tough start as well. They've missed a few as well, haven't we, with injury?
Yeah, definitely. A bit up and down, two sides both struggling for a bit of form, you could say. Obviously, they'll take a bit of confidence out of beating St Helens. But no, I think if we pull our game together, we can definitely trouble them. Maguire might be back, obviously, big leader for them. So they're obviously a good side. They're a championship side, aren't they? So, It raises our game. Every time we play Leeds, we all raise our game. So that's what we're looking to do.
How difficult is it at Easter, and you've got two games in 5 days? I mean, what's it like physically for you?
Yeah, it's tough. Obviously, we play Leeds and we travel to Catalan. I think we'd go Saturday, so probably adds a bit more. It's probably harder for the bigger men who's playing big minutes and getting bashed all over. For myself, out wider, I can sort of manage myself, but no, it's tough. It's tough mentally as well as physically, just getting up for these games. So it is a tough part, but every team's got to do it, haven't they? So you can't feel sorry for yourself. And like I say, it has been a bit different this time because we've travelled to Catalan as well.
You had a great season last year. How do you feel you've started this year?
I thought I started the season well. Obviously, the last couple of games we've not played right well. But yeah, no, I'm confident in myself and my ability. We just need to put on some team performances. I think we started off the season well. Obviously, not the first game drawn against OKR, but we beat Hull FC away and teams like that. So no, I thought we started well as a crew, and we've just fell off it this last couple of weeks. Obviously, injuries haven't helped, but we've got to do our best and. Looking to get back on the horse this week, and there's no better game to do it so against Leeds.
Do you find yourself getting more targeted now? Do people look at Luke Gale and think, I don't know if we can stop him, we might just stop Castleford?
I always seem to get a whack or two anyway, no matter what. But obviously, we're playing with one half as well, so you're missing. We've obviously missed Ben Roberts. Rocky's come in, who's taken him a while to get used to how we play, as it did all our halves. Last year, it took myself a while to get into the swing of things. So probably you do get targeted, yeah, definitely. And it doesn't help all defending we're doing at the minute. So hopefully we can pull it back against Leeds and we can put on a bit of a show.
You got the double over them at their place last year. It'd be nice to knock them over down here in front of your own fans, wouldn't
it? Yeah, definitely. We always seem to do it at Headingley. But no, I think the boys need to repair our travelling fans after last week's performance, and hopefully we can do that with a good performance Thursday.